Oh, what a superstar at 101.9 The Fox. We love her tones and I. That song up for ARIA's Song of the Year. You can vote right now. Get behind a good Melbourne girl. ARIA.com.au. It'd be so good to see that win ARIA's Song of the Year.
Yeah, but also seen tones and I, Illy, Sam Fisher and more. 22nd of December for Carol's Food Trucks and Fun at Music in the Park. Tickets have just gone on sale and our good friend Tones and I joins us. Live! Tones, how are you?
What's up? I'm good. Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. Right,
we're good. Now, Tones, are you, though? Because all over your Insta stories yesterday, you've gone up to your Byron Bay pad and you've had squatters.
Yeah, actually, I have.
What happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, we just went there to, like, put a few things in there and, like, get it up because we've got my friends staying there this weekend and we were there only like a week ago. And since then we've had kind of squatters come in and completely demolish it. The builders across the road pretty much said that they're not in a good way and they're pretty hectic. And we've been waiting. The police came round and apparently they've also done like a few, they've hit a few robberies up in Byron and they've also filled up their car with petrol and did a runner yesterday too. So we kind of just got people like the builders watching the house today and seeing if they come back.
Now, Tones, I've got a theory on this. I reckon it's Jack Mack, your mate.
Oh, my God.
just at a party. Said squatters were in.
I reckon he's like, Tones is gone. I'm going in and staying in that place because he's a culprit.
You know what? Jack's going to love that you said that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Him and Jared, they're best mates.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, look, honestly, if it was them, then at least they could do is clean up after themselves and maybe have a shower because the couches are dirty. Have a shower. Like, at least shower in the house if you're going to use it.
Right. Tones, did you ask the builders across the road? It's like, hey, if you knew these guys, you know you've got like hammers and saws and drills and stuff. Couldn't you have sorted them out before we had to get there?
It's so funny. We made a joke because the builders said they were going to leave at 4 yesterday. So, like, we'll watch the house till 4. And then the police got there and the builders stayed till like 5:30 and we're like, oh, the builders are waiting for us to leave so they can go back home to our house where they stayed last night.
Because there was all drugs and food and everything found in the fridge and there was bags of certain stuff.
There was like brand new, like everything in the fridge was packed. The fridge was packed. There was like needles. I don't know if I should say crack pipes.
Yeah,
like,
it's lean in.
Yeah, it's like all of, there's a lot of, there was like weed plants out the back, which whatever, but.
Any iced coffees, they're mad for that.
Yeah, but yeah, so I don't know, there was a purse, so we got all their personal details and I've got their number, so we actually called them yesterday and we were like, so there was a hospital band, so they'd been in hospital the day prior at Byron Bay Hospital.
Wow.
But we actually called and pretend that we were from the hospital to get some information.
You're a detective.
But the cops were with us. Like, the cops did it too. So, yeah. And the cop was, like, so okay. He was like, I'm just from the hospital, mate. And he's like, what? He's like, can you identify? He's like, yeah, I'm just from the hospital, buddy. How you going? Like, you feeling good? And I'm like, this is so funny. Like, just please pretend to be from a hospital then. You don't. And he's like, you don't sound like you're from a hospital. He's like, oh, not at all. That's a nerd. Like,
yeah, don't ask the cops to act. That sounded like the criminals instead of the cops, nurses and doctors.
Well, Tones, you sound like a real detective. Now, I went to this this festival last year where you guys were singing. Now, it's on the 22nd of December, just before Christmas at Mornington Park. Now, it's an alcohol-free event. They've got food trucks, and it was such a vibe last year. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, to bring it back again. And we've also, you know, got the approval from the council to kind of go a little bit bigger this time and change the staging around so there's more room and get a few bigger acts as well, which is cool, like bringing Sam Fisher over, who just toured with me in the US, and Illy, who's one of my best friends, and being able to do this together. Pierce Brothers, obviously, we love. I want it to be something that doesn't change. I want people to, like, be able to come every year and want there to be some consistency with it.
We love that, Tones. What we love about you, you keep it local, you keep it real, and you're also just brilliantly talented. And we hope that you can sort out that your house. That's a. I'm with you. Take my stuff. Just don't soil my couch with your body odor.
Yeah, that's
disgusting. Yeah.
I know. I don't know how to wash a mattress, but I'm going to figure it out.
That's why I thought it was Jack Mack. I thought he's a bit dirty. No,
but now tickets are on sale now. Don't miss Tones and I, as you just said. Illy, Sam Fisher, there's so much more. Carol's food trucks and fun. Music in the Park tickets on sale now.
Hey, Tones, we've been doing this thing. We're trying to get on the big maps of Australia. You know, you've been all around Australia in your van. You've seen all the big watermelon, the big pineapple, the big banana. Now, we've got a big fox called Frankie. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but we've taken it on tour. Now, do you reckon we'd be able to take it to your little festival down at Mornington to sit out the front so people can get a photo with it?
Yeah, let's go. Absolutely.
Yes. Hey, great. There we go.
Frankie's getting somewhere.
Well, we just need to lock him down, though. He's got to be tied to something.
He got stolen yesterday.
Someone stole him, Tones. It was a disaster.
How small? I thought Frankie was big.
Yeah, and someone took the trailer off the Black Thunder and nicked off to Williamstown with it.
That's amazing.
Tones and I, thanks for your time.
See you, Ledge.
Have a good day.